And did we finish the last paragraph in Lamed Aleph?
No, we didn't.
We didn't. Did we start it?
What, Matzav Zeh?
What?
No, we didn't start it.
We didn't start it. Okay, let's see. We said that because a person's doing the mitzvahs without simcha, and because he's doing them habitually, it's very hard for him to transfer the mystery over to his children. And also, he's not able to withstand difficulties and tests in life. He becomes. Excuse me, I want to speak to you for 2 seconds after the show. There was something I've been wanting to tell you since James is chassan, and I keep forgetting. I just remembered now, please. Okay. I might have forgotten by the time you, but we'll try. You know you're getting old when you've got bifocals and you have to take them off to read. That's a bad sign. The guy that did my bifocals, I don't know what he did. I'm like, I've got
to... Your arms are too short.
Yeah, but that's not got bifocals. Matzav Zeh, this matzav, this that we don't have enough simcha and we walk around with a heavy heart. Shabash tipikum many v'alo. Meshamesh the Daven Lev Kamakam Hagidu Vatsnichas or Shalar Abayot Hamafanot Estoreno. This matzav that Shabbat Sipuku Mimenu Valo, that the Sipuk, the enjoyment that a person gets, Meshamesh, what's the word Meshamesh?
Serves,
or creates whatever, a heavy heart, Davon Lev. Kamakum, like the or in the place, Hagidl, that which grows with that smicha, and that smicha is sprouts forth the. All the problems that are found in this generation. For example, machleikas tziburiyot rabot, many machleikasim and disputes. I'm not talking about halachic machleikas, I'm not talking about machleikasim in learning. But this community won't talk to this community, and this one says yes vote, and this one don't vote, and this one, you know, all the narishkat that we see going around us, and it's one of the biggest problems us Balei Tshuva confront when we come through. You get a Balei Tshuva, you have the beauty and the wonderment, and you see all the tools available for leading healthy, normal societies. You join other societies, and you're ruled with machleikas. Machleikas tziburi, you see it; it's a big problem. You can't get two yidden to agree on anything. Merivot katzaniyot oidot ma'amadot.
Rav, those communities that have.
I'm talking about in the from world. I'm not talking about between.
No. But those communities in the from world that have one Moed Asha, one Rav.
You don't have machleikas in. Tifrach, for example, you don't have machleikas.
Yeah.
There's no machleikas. There's one machleikas. Machleikas between Rav Yankov and Rav Pultz, who the Rosh Hashiv is. Rav Yankov says it's Rav Pultz, and Rav Pultz says it's Rav Yankov. It's not machleikas. They both all back off to each other. They disagree with each other on many, many things. I mean, policy, public policy things, the shitters are, I mean, kotze la kotze, they don't agree on it. It's not like they all agree on everything. The Rav Yankov don't agree on anything. I mean, you know, whatever I'm saying, like in terms of Tifrach. Rav Yankov wants to build 20,000 houses, you know, and Rav Pultz wants to break down half the houses. You know, and Rav Yankov starts new yeshivas, and Rav Pultz doesn't want new yeshivas in Tifrach or whatever, but they, you see, there's none there. They manage to, Rav Yankov starts his yeshivas, and Rav Pultz says, he wants it, whatever, and they don't want workers, no. I was sitting once with Mamash and Maybe Gamaisa. I was once went to fetch Rabbi Yankov to take him somewhere, and the Menahel of the Sfadi Yeshiva, they started the Sfadi Yeshiva that Rav Pultz was very, very against. Mamash didn't want it. So they were discussing hiring new Mashgiach for the Yeshiva. So Rabbi Yankov was telling the guy that this Mashgiach, whatever, Rav Pultz recommended this Mashgiach for this Yeshiva. So the guy was saying, yeah, but he's not going to be a good Mashgiach. Rav Pultz doesn't want the place to Maksviach, whatever, he doesn't want it to be, whatever. So Rabbi said, you idiot. Rav Pultz doesn't want the yeshiva, yeah, but it's yeah already. You think he doesn't want the yeshiva to be matzliach? If it's already yeah, let it at least be a good yeshiva. I don't want it, yeah, but it's yeah. So at least do it properly. Why would he send you something that's not going to make it? So that's a God of Torah. You know, there's no room for machlokas. I want it, but I lost. Fine, so I put all my weight into it. I've been bolded now. That's what Hashem wanted. I'm just wearing a blanket. He's going to the car. He said, the guy doesn't understand. He thinks you're Paul. What do you think? So if you're going to at least have, you should have a good yeshiva at least. The guy wouldn't take the recommendation, you know, because. So there you don't have room for machlokas. You don't. And that's why it was a problem in a lot of the communities that was split. And that's one of the biggest worries today in I don't want to switch off the machines, but in the flourishing Anglo-Saxon community down the road. There's no Moed Asher. There's 50 Moed Ashers, but there's no one central Rosh Hashiva or Godel that everyone's going to listen to. And it's worrying. But that's the muck of this generation, you have to know. The concept of a Moshe Rabbeinu, the concept of the Gola Dor died with Rav Shach. Rav Shach was the last, and even he wasn't exactly held up by all the groups. But the concept of a Gola Dor, you could say safely, somebody Rav Shach was the last Gola Dor that Klal Yisrael was zeichet to. Since then we don't, the Musag of what a Gola Dor is went, not just that we lost the Gola Dor, we lost the concept of what a Gola Dor.
But how can there be any concept if there isn't a direct transmission?
There is a direct transmission. There is, but I'm saying in terms of the impact it has on the entire Torah community, that's lost. No, but there's so many fragmented.
Yes.
Gador, and some people call him the God Lador, and some people call him the Poisek Gador, and some people call him things that Iran wouldn't mention in public. And it's a mess. It's fragmented. But Rav Tetz telling me what Moshe said, this was 17, 18 years ago. He said, as we get further and further from Sinai, it becomes more and more fragmented. The further you get from the source is everything one, and the more you explode and expand out of it, the more fragmented it becomes. He said it's going to get to the point where you're not even able to get two people to talk to each other. It's going to become so fragmented. Never mind having a leader. You're not going to be able to get two people to talk to each other. In MS, he said, you're not going to be able to get two people to be able to speak to each other in MS anymore. It's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Disagree so much on this.
It's not even a disagreement. It's a natural. It's a natural tendency of the way the world is created. That spiritually, from the oneness, as you get further and further from Sinai, the oneness becomes less and less apparent. So you have a total fragmentation, and then it bounces back.
So the fact that we can talk to each other a little bit now is quite a good thing.
Rebellia has a whole essay on why it's so important for those that fear Hashem to speak one with the other. It's a pasuk in Yishayahu, I think. Something. Those that fear the Lord will speak one with the other. He says it's talking about the days of Mashiach, because there's going to be no one to talk to. So at least those that have Yiras Hashem, those that fear Hashem a little bit, will be able to speak to each other. That's why the Chabura becomes so important. That's why the Chabura you're working in, the friendships and the relationships that get developed in the walls of a yeshiva are so critical. You've seen times of trouble. We had one recently now where one of our Reichim, not learning anymore, went through a terrible tragedy, whatever, and you saw how the whole Chabura came together to help. It's unbelievable. It's still unbelievable. I'm just saying, you see, and it was only because it was the wives of the Avraham who didn't even know each other or whatever, but the learning and the Chabura, that's what stood them together. That's those that fear the Lord speak one with another, because who else are you going to talk to today? We have an extra challenge. We have to even go talk to the ones that don't fear the Lord and bring them back. That's another challenge that this generation has. That's a very special challenge. That takes miracles. Kiruv is miracle work. You've got to go out there and talk to people who don't have the same languages, you don't have the same, living in a different world. He's not eating kosher, he's not keeping Shabbos, he's living in a different, his mind doesn't work like yours, and you're able to communicate and relate to him and bring him back to Torah. You want to see miracles? Okay. Anyway, first we've got to get our acts together. So that's what's causing and Magalgirin causing these problems to get bigger and bigger this generation. Makrakis to Barabbas, Merivus, Kitmoniyot, Oidus Mamadot. Petty arguments about standing in society, you know, covered arguments. Bayot B'Shalom Bayis, problems in marriage. V'Yetzias B'nei U'B'not Yisrael. Hamuslayim B'paz L'chabekes Ashpachtot HaRechov. Hamisoylim, sorry, that are cleaving to the dregs of the garbage cans in the street. Shalom bayot v'kashim eilu mistayim ma'alech ha'nefesh ha'yirut v'hashifuf shel ha'adam. The very difficult loss on this. Okay, I don't know, we're going to have to get by without this sentence. I mean, what he's talking about now. Mistayim Mahalech Hanefesh. Malach Hanefesh.
This is the path in the soul of degradation and downwards of the Adam.
Causes a Yiruk, goes down to the Shifshuf Shel Adam. Somehow, whatever, I don't know what you're saying, but it's carrying on from the garbage cans, okay? Something going on with the garbage cans. Totsois harisnois noisefesai. The consequences of this loneliness is further. There's more to it than that. Chesed sablanut. People don't have patience anymore. Sinas chinam. Kina jealousy. Tzoras ayin. Hey, look at everybody begrudgingly. Anger. Kaas. Metachim chevratiim.
Breaking friendships.
Dagot, worries, verdifa, chrei ma'amidot, ruchnius v'gashmiois, worries and chasing and pursuing after ma'amidot, standings, whatever it was,
social
standings in ruchnius and gashmiois, v'alkulam and all of these kafisha kvar nizbaya choysa hayicholet shelanu la'avir es ha'toyre v'tzure nechoyre le'odeinu. In such a situation, how are you going to hand over the Torah to your children? Which is really what our lives are about. We're in this world in order to get Torah through one pipe and then give it out through the next. You take from your Rebbeim and from your parents and you hand over to your Talmidim and your children. We're just the link in the chain. But if you're in no patience, sinas chinam, kinna, tzoras ayin, kaas, even just one of those is enough to really break the chain of tradition. Besides the fact that your life's miserable. כל התופעות הללו, all these problems, משפוט ונובעת מכך שחסור לנו שמחה. They all come out of a result that we're lacking in simcha. That's a big statement, you don't have to agree with it. But let's see what we do with it. השמחה היא, I mean, why is simcha so important? So I'm not saying people, because they'll be a functional, wonderful, caring, loving parent and member, functional member of society. So I'm not the biggest part of simcha, what's the problem? אחרי, רואים בני אדם מחפשים שמחה בנהרות. בנהרות. In candles, what is he talking about? And therefore, and so, most people מחפשים שמחה בנהרות. It's a strange one. כולם רוצים לשמוח. Everybody wants to be happy.
I think it's that quick fixes, right? I don't know what they have now.
The Narot, maybe Narot.
Maybe candlelight, as in they're searching, like, you know, you search by candlelight.
Benarot, oh, with candles. They're looking with candlelight. Yeah, but it's a strange. Unless it's
they're looking in the dark.
It could be one of these Israeli slang figure of speeches that we're just not familiar with. Okay, I lost one of my kids. I don't know what that means. Mechapsim somebody with Narot, you know, it's like, yeah, like you. You're barking at the wrong tree.
Scratching in the dark.
Scratching in the dark. Maybe it's some kind of maybe it's some kind of figure speech like that. Kulam rotzim lishmach. Everyone wants to be happy. You go into any goyish secular book or whatever, and you look at what all the self help books are all trying to teach you to be happy. Pena. Ulam b'fi kulam shgura ataina ki asoga simcha hi avoida kashe. What's very clear, if you ask anybody. How to become a simcha, they all tell you, yeah, that's a hard job. Yeah, it's a shver avoida. It's a difficult job. It's a avoida kashe. It's hard. Running a simcha, that's hard. It's hard. Ledaitom, according to their opinion, zuhi medrager amav nesir. Being a simcha, that's a very high spiritual level. You want to be a simcha? Yeah, that's years of work. V'hain meisifim v'sholim. And they add and they ask, Keitzan litan lismayach, how can a person be a simcha? Kasher yesh ba'olameinu kohal b'yisurim. How can you be with simcha when there's in this world, and you don't have to look in the world far, you can look in your own dalet amos, just in your own immediate environment. You don't have to go looking lo eiver hayam. You don't have to go to another country to look for yisurim and sorrows. Sevel u'michsholim shoinim beruchnias u'begashmias. He's got a health problem, and sometimes sometimes a cholalan, it's not just the sniffles. They can sometimes have a serious, God forbid, a family member suddenly is critically bedridden, Rahman al-Itzlan, or, you know, you have to look forward to see these problems. O chavartit mitzika umashbetet et tzayid achayim. Or my social standing is mitzika, I don't know what that means. Bothering and mishabeshes esayid achayim, disturbs and upheavals the order of my life. Afilu bnei aliyah hamatzlichim litalot ulahasiach das mimitzukoseim hagashmis. Even those spiritually elevated people that manage to elevate themselves and remove their minds from all the physical problems, mikol makom hakashim vanisoynes haruchniim, but the difficulties and nisoynes in ruchnias, it drives away the simcha. It means you might become a spiritual giant one day, but you're going to be very miserable, which seems to be the goal of most people in yeshiva. That's how miserable we can be.
I don't understand. I thought that you couldn't get,
hold on, we'll see.
Great if you're miserable.
Hold on. You can't, that's the point.
So
that's the point. Good, we'll see. No, that's the tine of people. The tine of people, even those that are being they've managed to overcome the worries of gashmis. They're living very poorly and they're living in a very, you know, simple lives, and they haven't got much to live on, and they don't have all that money or whatever, and they're all growing a little bit in ruchnias, but because life's so difficult for them, they'll also be miserable. That's the taina of the person who's saying, how do you want to be a simcha today? Being simcha today, first you've got to kill all your physical desires, then you've got to grow a little bit in ruchnias, and even that you're not going to be besimcha. Because of all of this, the need, the urgent need for simcha is even more urgent. People always ask me, how do you know you're doing too much, you're doing too little, you're pushing yourself too hard or whatever? I always tell them the barometer is simcha. I think I've been saying that for a long time. Check out your simcha levels. You're working on mute training, you're working on sleeping a bit less. Sorry, Anna. I shouldn't have mentioned that. No, it's cruel. I know. The only time I get to sleep is when I'm driving, and they tell me it's not a healthy thing to do. So it's terrible. You're working on mute training, limiting sleep, right? So how do you know when you should stop? When you start falling asleep all the time, I mean, that's one good sign or whatever. And when you see that you're being irritated, you're not getting unwell, and you start, when your simcha levels start being affected, it's always a test. Whatever you're working on, simcha is always the barometer to check where my hole is. Mechoich kol elu mishalis hashayla. Despite all this, let's ask a question. Hayniten lirchush simcha amitis b'kol tznai b'kol matzav. This is the $50 trillion question. Is it possible to be besimcha irrespective of my situation? How's that? He does that. He like goes on and on and on and on, and then suddenly, boom, one laugh. You ever hear to be besimcha? This is Aish 101. I don't know if they still do it. When we were there, this got drummed into your head from morning, noon, and night. Simcha is a bechira. You choose to be happy, or you choose not happy. You choose to be simcha, you choose not to be simcha. It's nothing to do with external factors. If the Torah chives you to do something,
it means you can do it.
Means you have a bechira to do it or not to do it. So either you can do it or you can't. Either you choose to do it, you choose not to do it.
You know that time, everything you have.
That's besamach bechilke. I'm talking about just being besimcha. Yeah, I mean, you're right. It is,
you know, in that situation that you are, you've done the very best you can do, and you're happy with whatever. Even
if you haven't done the very best you could do, let's say you didn't do the best you could do. Let's say you could have done better. We say every situation.
You still did.
I didn't do anything. In fact, I did the wrong thing. I riddled my day with the virus. Can I still be besimcha? Kol matzav. I have a chiv to choose to be besimcha.
What does it mean to be the simple?
Oh, excellent. We're going to go. We're getting there. That's why I'm not translating the word too much. I'm just using this word for simple. What does it mean? Oh, good. Anybody ever been to simcha? Everybody's had tastes of simcha. Yeah, you danced at a wedding, you heard good news, you won the lottery, you understood a Tosfos, you Yeah, everybody's had moments of besimcha, okay? But those were events.
Yeah.
Those were external thing that made you feel good. And they're useful tools, by the way. Just because it came externally doesn't mean you shouldn't use those feelings. When you're down, you go back. Remember those feelings, you use them to elevate you, whatever. Did anybody ever, yes, choose to be besimcha?
Yeah.
Okay? So he's he knows what simcha is. Can you define it? Very hard to articulate.
Yeah.
But you have to be able to define it. If the Torah uses the word, there must be a definition for it, and the Torah does use the word many places. Why did the Beis Hamikdash get destroyed? Because he didn't serve Hashem b'simcha. He's going to go into all of that. Good. We're going to define what it means. If the Torah uses a word, then you have to define what it means. But there's a cloud of Tzadok brings down a cloud that the first time that the Torah uses a word in the context, in the meaning and the understanding of the word in that place, that's what the word means. Even though later on the context doesn't really tell you what the word means, but you go back to the first time that the Torah uses a word, that's what the word means. The Tzadok, I think, says it.
So the first time Simcha is used?
First time the word Simcha is used. Is the word Simcha used anywhere in Chumash? That's a Navi.
Oh,
that's in Dvarim. No, but it's not used before. It's in Dvarim.
It's also in
Dvarim. It's Dvarim. Chavchef, yeah. That's on the next page we're going to get. That's I also made about tomorrow to search on his computer and to see where the word Simcha comes up the first time in the Torah, and let's see what it means there. That's an apostle, isn't it? No.
It's Tehillim.
Yeah, that's Tehillim.
Well, the actual word Simcha or that root is Shurash?
Pashtus a shirosh, but you have to be careful when you get into shiroshim because it can mean so much. The Gemara discusses many places. It's a posuk. The first time it comes up is in Dvarim.
Nobody was happy.
Sorry, it's a pillar. It tells me, you know why you're going to get clapped is because you didn't serve Hashem b'simcha. But nowhere did you tell me I had to serve Hashem b'simcha. It must be poshut that you have to serve Hashem b'simcha, and if you don't, then you.
In the dark ones.
Oh, for sure it says it in the comments.
Listen to Rabtet, it's all the possible fights about happiness.
That was
those are the sources that he quotes. I don't know.
Those are the sources. Now everybody only quotes those. I'm thinking myself. I've never even thought about it myself. It's shocking. Should go and have a look in the Chumash and see where's the first time that the word comes up. It's only in Dvarim.
The book downstairs.
You can ask Rabtet.
The Concordia. Yeah, the cats off, you can ask. We've got walking computers here. People with no shas. Okay, we have to look. I'll see if I can look it up tomorrow. Ha'im kayim mafteach. Does there exist a key? Kolshu. That there's a key, some key that will assist us to be, will help us to be matzliach, to lahachdir, to cause to dwell in our heart simcha tadir tmidis, constant simcha. She'ein mushpas mekashim chitzonim, that is not affected by the difficulties, the external difficulties. That would be cool. I'm besimcha and I'm not interested in what's going on around me. It's not important.
But then people must have to split their emotions.
I don't know. Let's see. If that's the way you do it, let's see. Let's see.
Because
Rav Wasserman used to say, this morning I got up and I went to davening. At davening there was a bris. What a simcha. And then from there I rushed to the levaya because there was a young child, Rahman Islam, that died, and I was at the levaya. He's etzah. And then from there I went to the cheder and I did a bechina, tested the word kidlach, and there is a nachas. And from there I went to an oval and I went to be Menachem Oval, there's a tzar. And then from there I went to bar mitzvah, and then I went to a wedding. And then a Jew goes through 50 different emotional. Sometimes you're dancing at a wedding when you know that there's a levaya going on.
Yeah. But even at the Levaya, you have to be the simple.
Or you're at a Levaya and there's a wedding going on and you're holding all these different emotions. It takes some doing.
But even at the Levaya,
that's what I said. You're at a Levaya and you know that there's a chasana going on. The person's got a lot to be the simcha about when he's at a Levaya. Even when he's nitche the nishkin, he's broken from the tragedy.
Raphael says you could be two emotions.
You could be a thousand emotions.
At one time,
of course.
Yeah. Conflicting emotions.
That takes a lot of work and staying safe. The people we treat with medication that have got that can handle 23 different emotions at the same time, whatever. You get people that are schizophrenic and this and that. I don't know if it's at the same time. I don't know how these things work or whatever. But you're able to be holding emotions. You don't have to be holding two emotions at the same time. When you're in a vaya, you can be nikha, you can be broken and shattered and whatever. Obviously, not depressed.
But you have to be besimcha.
See what it means to be besimcha. You're the simcha of a person. We'll see later, we'll get to the point. Kashem Shavachin Alatoy came from Achin Alara. The same way that a person says Shechyan on the birth of a child, he has to say Baruch Dana Emes Rachman Islam, he has to bury that child with the same degree of Simcha. We talk about that later in Abdiyah, in Achinami. What I'm saying, just for me, where I'm holding at the moment, we know very well that our thoughts affect our emotions. So when Adam Levaya, what am I thinking? I'm thinking Levaya thoughts, so that's going to make me feel sad and be able to feel the pain and empathize with the person who's in pain. Yeah. When I'm in a chasana, so the thoughts that I have enable me to empathize and be the simcha with the Baal Simcha, the same way as it's my simcha. You go to your friend's wedding, you should see that it's your wedding. You go to Levaya, you should think that it's your beloved that's being buried here, even though you don't even know the person. You went because it's your, you know, it's your best friend's third cousin or whatever. Correct. Let me pose the question this way. You're a caring Jew. Yeah, you care about people. You try and help people or whatever, yeah? So you open up your door 3-4 hours a day to helping people. 6 hours a day, 10 hours a day to helping people, yeah? How do you go home at night and survive? It's not shaykh. You absorb just 2 hours of Klal Yisrael's tzoros. Absorb it properly. Share their pain. Totally get in touch with them. You're shattered. You're broken, just like he shattered. Yeah? How do you do that? So you're right, there's got to be a way where I'm able to share another person's pain and still maintain my own integrity. So Rav Moshe Feinstein asked this question. One of his Talmidim once sneaked behind the window to Rav Moshe's office, where Rav Moshe was in his room, whatever, where he used to meet people, because he wanted to hear what was going on. After about an hour of Moshe seeing people coming in, he couldn't stand it anymore, this guy. He was shattered. Right? And Rav Moshe would greet each new person with a smile and whatever, and this guy couldn't, I mean, he couldn't wipe his ass dry from the last person that had just been in there. Rav Moshe was dealing with the post-Holocaust, the gunners, and Rav Moshe was dealing with what was crossing his door. So afterwards, this Talmud went to Rav Moshe, told him what he'd done. Rav Moshe was very angry with him, shouted him for eavesdropping or whatever. And after him, he said, how do I do it? He said, because I have one heart for Moshe and one for the public. You say you have to have two, you have to hold two, somehow juggle two types of. I have a heart that's open to the world and the world can pour their tzoros or whatever, but there's a certain part of me that's got to maintain its integrity. What does that mean? It means a person has to know how much stress he can absorb and still maintain his levels of simcha. And if you're not maintaining your levels of simcha and you're absorbing more stress, then close your door, then it's not your job anymore.
No, but I mean Hashem can also give you external stress. It isn't also always a question like Rav Moshe Feinstein can decide, okay, maybe today I shouldn't see as many people.
No, Moshe, could be. Today I'm seeing less people because, God forbid, I have a child that's sick, or God forbid, I just had my own problems. I mean, the person's got his own stresses. No, when he walks into his office in the morning, he's coming in already with a, you know, with a certain level and whatever, and each day comes with its own new struggle.
The person isn't always able to decide. Often Hashem can give someone
a bad day. So you'll get up and you won't be as besimcha as you should. You've learned a lesson. You'll bark at the child. Okay, yeah, fine. It's not an ideal. It's not an ideal kind of situation. Obviously, Rav Moshe was much more in touch with how much he could absorb and when could he absorb. His reserve tanks must have been incredible. It means he must have had a reservoir, being able to dig deep wire, because his Ikka support system comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When your Ikka support comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're tapping into an infinite wellspring. That's how the Gedolei Yisrael are able to absorb the entire generation's pain and suffering and maintain the levels of simcha and be normal, balanced people. Come home at night and be chilled, relaxed. You spend the day absorbing Klal Yisrael's problems and then go home as like you just went on a rowing trip, you know. So how do you do that? It's because you plugged into a Kosh Baruch Hu.
Otherwise, I say every psychologist has to go to a psychologist once a week. That's how they can't take it.
Because how much? You can only see how far when you swim out too far. You can always test. You just see how you are when you go home. How did I take on too much today? The barometer is very clear. Do you see how you function at home when the stress starts? You know, there's nothing like a bit of the 3-year-old screaming or someone being irrational or a teenager having a go at you or whatever to test how you functioned out there today. That's always the barometer. And sometimes you do go too far. Sometimes you do go out too far, and you get clapped. Okay, that's part of being human. We make mistakes.
On the other hand, like the stress that we have in our everyday life can be used to our benefit, largely because we get home. If you haven't dealt with today properly, then we're not going to deal with our home properly.
No. And if you don't deal with the home properly, you're not going to deal with your work situation properly either.
And if you never had the today, then so when you get home, there's nowhere to deal with it because you didn't have that training when beforehand.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you absorb too much stress during the day, when you get home, you're not going to be able to absorb any more stress at home, so you're not going to function properly.
If I'm saying the other way around, if you did absorb stress during the day, but you learn how to deal with
you go home,
and you're like,
you bring that simcha into the house. Of course. It's a famous story about Rabbi. Rabbi was at the chasana, sitting there eating ice cream. Like two ice creams, three ice creams, whatever. So one of his talmidim was like, Mazeh. And he went to Rabbi, he said, what's going on here? So the Mashgiach is sitting gobbling down ice cream, so what's going on here? Only this particular Talmud could ask the question, had the courage to go to Rabbi and say, what's going on here? No, please explain. Rabbi's eating ice cream, there's the Rambam behind it. There's no stomach of Rabbi sits there chewing ice creams. One, okay, you know, say, I have dessert, but the second one, I don't understand. So Rabbi said, it's a good question, bring me another two ice creams, one for me and one for you, and we'll talk about it. So while he was chewing on the third ice cream, the fourth ice cream, whatever, he said, you have to understand, he said, when I come to a chasana, so I'm exposed to the public. So I'm absorbing a lot of stress. People come and put all their problems and all their stresses on me. But I'm at a chasana. I've got to be the simcha. He says, so you've got to pay your Yitzhak salary. So you have a bit of ice cream, it makes you feel the simcha. But Finale used this word also, this was the Mashiach, the Rabbi didn't need ice cream to make him be the simcha. Rabbi wasn't having a binge or whatever. But he understood, you had a chasana and you've got to be more besimcha than normal and whatever, and you've got and you're exposed to the public's unloading on you or whatever. So you have another ice cream, keep you going, you've got to pay your salary. You've got to pay your Eitzoli salary. And that's a very important thing to remember in this business. Especially when you're starting out. Don't forget to pay your Eitzoli salary. Sometimes you have to give the Eitzoli what he wants, because if you don't, he's gonna take away everything from you. Sometimes you've got to give the kid a piece of chocolate, even though it's not the ideal situation or whatever. But you know, if you don't give him the chocolate, you're going to end up having to buy him a pony by the time you're finished with the tantrum. So that's part of knowing yourself and knowing how far. Sometimes you give him too much, you're overpaying because he's also clever, he's not stupid. You know, you've got to know that. But Revolvi knew, one more ice cream, that's what I need. So, first, maybe it's not an ice cream, it's a pizza, whatever. I don't know, whatever it is. It's got to be mutter. Can't eat trafe ice cream, but it's got to be whatever it is. Well, this is all part of it. But at the end of the day, we have to find out how to be besimcha, irrespective of what's going on around us. Like you said, even at the Levi, you've got to be besimcha. The problem is, you have to be besimcha, but at the same time, you have to be empathetic in absorbing the pain of the event. Guys running around Auschwitz, you know, smiling and happy, and everything's great, and life's wonderful, or whatever. But at the same time, we never saw a Gedol Yisrael like that. The Gedol Yisrael that were in the camps and were besimcha and were maintaining a level of sanity understood the times of the event. Marital relations are also, you know, there's halachas about
what's his fashion.
It's not so posh. There's a bubble going on. There's a flood. You can't run around like everything like Mashiach. You know, Jews' behavior has to be. There's a war going on. God forbid, people have been killed. Whatever. You can't walk around. Partying. I mean, there's got to be some. Got to be in touch with reality a little bit. When it means you've got to be besimcha, it means you can't plunge into depression. You still have to know that it's from a Kolosh Bolchu and it's for the best, etc., etc. Yeah, but there's a pain. The pain doesn't go away. A tshuva called Gatiyot Halalu, Hikadahara. The answer to all these questions, Yagot. Ima simcha aisa hidu mitzvah ba'alman. simcha is a hidden mitzvah. You've got to get out of bed in the morning. You've got to daven. You've got to learn. You've got to put on tefillin. You've got to put on tzitzis. You've got to shake lulav and esrog. You've got to eat matzahs or whatever. That's the mitzvah. Hidden mitzvah. You've got to beautify your mitzvah. Never bad. Say you smile. Hanagas toiver. It's a good conduct. Madrega yoino midas chasidus. It's an elevated level. You know, that's for the yesh machmirim. You know, that's for the righteous individuals. The simcha business. Fun. Then I can potter myself with the tainus oinus. Oinus rachmana patre. I'm honest. Hidurim. I don't do hidur mitzvahs. I'm a mediocre guy. I just keep baseline mitzvahs. Give me a training. Shulchan aruch. That's my business. Give me chumras and hidurim and whatever. Madregas, hanagas tovas. That's not for me. I'm not on that level. I'm not holding. I'm doing the mitzvah. What do you want from me? Then we could potter ourselves. Ulama emesi. However, the truth is, there's enough to make anybody not be besimcha. Ki asimcha inyan muhusi v'shoroshi v'yaisa. It is. It's an essential, fundamental aspect. V'yaisa. More. It's the most fundamental aspect. Inyan hayagay letzipu nafshei shel kol yudi. It goes to the. To the most basic nakuda of the nefesh of every Jew. Bli simcha lo niten letzoid es atzad harishon v'avodas Hashem. The person can't take the first tentative steps of avodas Hashem without simcha. Tainas potter eini moila sharei benafsheinu adova. You can't potter yourself. You know why? Because it's inside. Everyone's got it.
What, the potential to...
To be the simcha? You have it inside of you. It's a bechira. The base midrash of Rashi HaKadosh loim dimanu dvorim noirim b'naisaze. In the base midrash of Rashi, anybody ever learn the base midrash of Rashi? Everybody learns the base midrash of Rashi every day. What does Rashi say? The law of simcha lo neichel lidrei chas v'chile al maposan avodas Hashem. Without simcha, a person can't fulfill even step onto the doormat of avodas Hashem. Let alone the knock on the door. You can't even get to wipe your feet. Es a pasuk v'shavachti ani es a simcha. Mufarish Rashi in Koheles. She es amach b'chelko b'oisek b'pikudim yeshorim misamchei leiv. V'shavachti ani es ha-simcha, and I praised simcha, says Koheles. Says Rashi, shiye, that there should be sameach b'chelkoi. The person should be v'sameach b'chelkoi. V'oisek b'pikudim. How do we translate pikudim? He should...
Straightways.
It's a pasuk in Megillas Esther was saying. Pikudim. Straightways. Bepikudim yeshorim, mesamchei leiv, v'lo yeshituf achar harabois hoin b'neshech umar bis v'gezel, and that a person shouldn't be overwhelmed. Shituf is a flood. Shituf nar, the river overflows. One shouldn't be overwhelmed. Shouldn't be flooded. Drawn after. The acharabois after the masses with neshech v'marbis v'gezel, with taking interest and going after marbis v'gezel means going after the illegal physical things. Kol mishane samach b'chelkoi. Yes, pshat. Listen to this. Kol mishane samach b'chelkoi. Whoever's not satisfied with what he has, shituv acharamomen boli da'aveiros gezel v'inavrius. He will be drawn after money which will come via the avails of Gezel Voin Oviribis. And a person not Masach Bechelke with a wife he's got, so he'll run after other wives and get involved in the Surya Aishas Ish. Noir and Noiris. It's a fair dick Rashi to say, who asked Rashi to come along and explain this pasuk like this? All Kohelis said was, I praised Simcha. So Rashi could have got a whole speak Lashon Hori about the Jewish people. That if you're not Samach Bechelko, you'll come to steal and charge ribis and be over all the Chavei Choruses. These all Chavei Chorus. Hamalav beribis and Chelek Lalam Abba. We're talking about heavy, heavy Isurim here. Aishas Ish, Chorus. I mean, we're talking about heavy. Who asked Tereshi to come and explain such a thing? Where do you see it in the Pasuk? Rashi Ma'amid is kol kaitav avodas Hashem haynes amitzus sheben adam lechaveir avodas amitzus sheben adam mamakom. Rashi establishes all the basis of avodas Hashem in the ben adam lechaveiris and the ben adam lemakom. Al yisod ha-simcha, it's all tono on simcha. Al midas samech b'chelkoi. Shkach Josh, father. All on samech b'chelkoi. Lelo simcha. Ha'adam, without simcha, a person is short of acha amaman v'acha hihure aveira rachmana litzlan. If he's not b'samach, b'chelko, he's satisfied, b'simcha, happy with his lot, so then he's chasing over all other things. V'ein ma'atzo lehidra dreisoi. There's no way to stop his what's this word? Deterioration. Yep. Mikan Novin at Kamash Khashuva the Khinyois he hasimcha avarenu but kama ain anuroshim litalimimen. You see from here, you understand Novin, Bina, at Kama how important the Khyonis and life sustaining, life giving simcha is for us, and how much we are not permitted to turn a blind eye from this. You got Samach Bechelkoi? Rav Wasserman said, everybody needs Sipuk. He needs to get Sipuk from what he's doing. If he's not getting Sipuk from his learning, watch carefully. What he's going to go running around trying to get Sipuk from.
What do you mean watch as in?
What?
Be careful.
Sometimes it's just a start of innocently, you know, suddenly the titsies start going down to his ankles, or starts getting one of these strammels, or, you know, bars a long black coat, and he starts seeing superficial frumkeit. You see guys starting to dress from or whatever, you know. I'm not saying you shouldn't dress from, but I'm saying, you see a guy's been in Shiva for 3 weeks, and he starts doing all this from stuff, you know, the payers start, and when it's not appropriate. He said, because I'm not getting sipuk from the learning. I'm getting sipuk from your learning, so then you're fine. You don't have to go zuchim elsewhere. Then you can develop slowly. That's what I keep telling people. Put your focus into your learning, because if you're getting sipuk there, everything else becomes... Everything else kind of fits into place. Obviously, learning means learning with all the rules of Hilchos Talmud Torah. If many people are learning and learning and learning, getting more and more miserable. We're talking about with the correct balances of Musa and Hasidus and going to the beach and everything that goes with at each level. Mind, you know, giving your late Sahari salary. We're not talking about but to get simple from your learning, to come away from a black Gemara having enjoyed it, having celebrated it. That requires Bechir as well, by the way. It doesn't happen in Mamela. You have to know how to do that also. That's also something. That's what we're starting with. The Nefesh HaChaim Chabur at 12:30 starting. That's what it's there for. You get some sipuk from your learning. Some people just get naturally. They learn and they enjoy it. And it's geschmack and it's gewaldik and it's wonderful. Okay? But 99.9% of the Olam, it doesn't happen. It doesn't work on automatic. You have to change gears. You have to know how. That's part of life training. See, the Dei Yisrael blackened their faces for Torah. Mamash, you see that? The Chazanish, I can still never get over the story. The Chazanish, they found him next to his bed, flat on the floor. Came in the morning, they found him lying on the floor. They thought, God forbid, something happened. They ran up to him. What happened? He said he miscalculated before he had enough energy to get to his bed. He had like a shtender, and then he had his bed. There was a table, a shtender, and a bed. So he's to learn and learn and learn until he had just enough energy to get to bed. So he miscalculated, so he fell asleep before he got to his bed. You understand how exhausted? I mean, the Gedolim that sat with their feet in ice water to keep blackened their faces, literally, but they were all by simcha. If we would do that today, you know what your poor roommate would look like? I would just say, how old are you? He'd bite his head off. Disturbing me, no, I'm a tzaddi. They managed to be normal with it, so you've got to know who you are. You know, I was up the whole night, I was not learning. I'm saying, you've got to, cool, okay. It's hard, it's tough, it's difficult, but it can be besimcha, be besimcha. You have to know each according to his. You've got to set aside every day something to learn that you enjoy. That's the ikk as well. 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Your pet project, no one needs to know about it. Whether it's Tehillim, we had one bocha, yeah, he used to spend half an hour lunchtime saying Tehillim. So I asked him, why was he doing it? But someone was sick or whatever. He said, I enjoy it. Enjoy it. Why was he doing it? He felt close to Hashem. He says, it's like Tehillim. He wanted to know if there was something wrong with it or whatever. I said, Chas v'chalila. He says, ain't dveikus. Yeah, he said, you know, I was not doing Seder. I said, it's not for Seder. Beno said, don't you say something Tehillim, whatever. Whatever it is that you enjoy, you know, Aria Kaplan's beginner's introduction to whatever, whatever it is, find something you enjoy. That's,
in Yiddishkeit?
Switch off the tapes, I tell you.